Amen.
I love how Sister done that. It's most certainly ain't out of order.
No.
And she's got a talent too, don't she?
Mm-hmm.
Thank God for that tonight. I love the Lord tonight. I appreciate my life.
Amen, Gary.
I'll be honest, I don't know what to do without him. Well, I know I had it marked, sure. But, you know, Gabby was talking about that a while ago. I've been blessed throughout my life to have people that looked up, that set examples. Was it perfect? No. But they set good examples for me. And,
amen.
In my life, and I've had many throughout my life, and I thank God better every. I thank God every morning for them.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually mentioned their names because, I mean, I could go on and on, but there's some people that just made a great impact on my life,
mm-hmm.
and I'm forever grateful.
Mm-hmm.
And I thank God, because I believe that's right. Why I'm here on that day, brother. I had a praying mommy, and I had not a praying grandmother, and I had people praying for me. When I didn't even know Pokey, I said, you know, but I thank God for those people that God's put in my life. And Gavin was exactly right on that. That's the way it works. God puts people in your life. And you know, Gavin can reach people that me and Kevin can never be able to reach.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Same way with Tyler and little Ron and mm-hmm. and you.
Yeah, that's right.
On your job, I mean, you may be able to reach people. I mean, it ain't no big thing, you know. I said it one time, I was up on top of Abner Mountain, and we had sat down to eat. We was up our surveying, right on top of Abner Mountain, sitting down to survey, and I said, sat down to eat from surveying, and I said, it's about 12 o'clock, beautiful day, and I said, beautiful day for the Lord to come back. I never even thought of nothing else about it.
Yeah.
And Richard Wright got saved. A couple years later, and he said, you know that day that you said that on that mountain?
God in his heart, didn't he?
He said, I said, Lord, I'm not ready today.
Yeah.
And he said, but God began to deal with me that day. A little thing. I never even had no thought. I said, it was a beautiful day for the Lord to come back.
Yeah, amen.
But it touched him.
Uh-huh.
Because he realized that the Lord did come back that day, that he was forever lost.
Uh-huh.
And you never know. The little light that you can shine on the job, what a difference you can make.
That's right, son.
Y'all help me. You've been my life
mm-hmm.
for so long.
Right.
You were right, and I was wrong.
Yeah.
I can't repay you for all the love you've given me. You were my friend when no one cared. I was alone, but you were there. Lord, you're the best thing that ever happened to me.
Uh-huh.
And I owe it all to you, Lord. All I have is yours, Lord. So take
Amen.
My life and make it what you'd have me be.
Amen.
For I'm your child and you're my father. I'm the clay. And you're the potter, Lord, you're the best thing that's ever happened to me. Borrowed treasures, borrowed dreams, all lost joy you've given me.
Uh-huh.
When troubles come, you're always there to make me smile.
Mm-hmm.
So come what may, thy will be done. I love you, Jesus. God's only son, Lord, you're the best thing that's ever happened to me. And I owe it all to you, Lord. All I have is yours, Lord. So take my life and make it what you'd have me be. For I'm your child and you're my father.
Amen.
I'm the clay and you're the potter. Lord, you're the best thing that's ever happened to me.
Amen.
He is the best thing that happened to me.
That's the truth right there.
Turn with me
I've been meditating upon this a little bit this week, and seem like I can't really get off my mind, but I love when God does that. Just to get something up on your heart and keep meditating upon. And when you work, it's hard sometimes to get a break to do that, but when I do, I enjoy just to spend time with God. There ain't nothing like my personal time with the Lord today, and
helps you, buddy.
And if you don't have it, you need it today.
Mm-hmm.
You really need it today, because I'll tell you what, I spent a lot of my Christian life not knowing that,
mm-hmm.
and not taking the time to use that in my life today. It's there. It's uh-huh. available mm-hmm. to each and every one of us, praise God. You don't have to be just a preacher.
That's
I mean,
right.
He's talking about the every lay member. You can spend time with God, and that time alone, you won't know how much God can and impact your life.
Amen.
And use you.
That's
if
right.
you just let Him today.
Uh-huh.
I found it out, but it's a long time in my Christian walk, because I was giving into my way, self, and I was letting God down when I was doing that.
Mm-hmm.
But I thank God, Brother Ricky, that He showed me the light.
And, Amen.
And that I get to do that. My personal time, it's like, you know, if you go away a week from your wife, and those that's married her, or your wife go away a week from your husband, you know how you get to missing them?
Mm-hmm.
And you, even though you're maybe enjoying yourself, but there's just something about the fellowship and relationship with that companion that you want to get back to. And you know, that's the way it is with me, with God.
Mm-hmm.
If I go a few days, Brother Randall, and I ain't got to spend some time with Him, but I get wanting, brother.
Yeah.
I will get wanting, and I start praying, God, I need to spend some time with You sometime this week. And a lot of time I lay down at night, sometime Thursday night, if I'm off Friday or Friday night, I'll say, Lord, I need to spend some time with You in the morning.
Uh-huh.
And you know what? That's special time.
Amen.
I love it. I've got to get along by myself. I got to get quiet. And when I do, and just get your mind set upon God. And He's faithful to provide us, brother. He's
That's
faithful
right.
to help us today.
Amen.
Go with me to 23 chapter of 2 Samuel. Kevin teached on this a lot back when he was in here. But 23rd chapter of 2 Samuel.
Mm-hmm.
Now these be the last words of David. David, the son of Jesse, said, and the man who was raised on high, the anointed of God of Jacob, and the sweet psalmist of Israel, said, the Spirit of the Lord spake by me, and His words was in my tongue. The God of Israel said, the Rock of Israel spake to me, He that ruleth over men must be just, ruling in the fear of God.
Yeah.
And he shall be as a light of the morning when the sun riseth, even the morning without clouds, as a tender grass of springing out of the earth by clear shining after rain. Although my house be not so with God yet, He hath made with me an everlasting covenant,
mm-hmm.
ordering all things and sure. For this is my salvation and all my desires, although He make it not to grow. But the sons of Belial shall be all them as thorn thrust away, because they cannot be taken with hand. But the man that shall touch them must be fenced with iron and staff of spear, and they shall be utterly burned with fire, and in the same place. Verse 8. These be the names of the mighty men whom David had, the Tekemite that sat in the seat, chief among the captives, the same was Adino, the Ezranite. He lifted up his spear against 800 whom he slew at one time. And after him was Eleazar, the son of Dodo, the Hothite, one of the three mighty men with David. And when they were defiled the Israel that were there gathered together to battle, and the men of Israel were gone away, he rose and smote the Philistine until his hand was weary, and his hand claving to the sword, and the Lord wove a great victory that day, and the people returned after him only to spoil. And after him was Shammah, the son of Agee, the Hothite, and the Philistines were gathered together into a troop where was a piece of ground full of lentil, and the people fled from the Philistines.
Mm-hmm.
I want to concentrate on Eleazar tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God. All three of them, but I want to concentrate on Eleazar tonight. You know, praise God, at this time, the Philistines would come, what they would do, they would let people, Hebrews go ahead, and the Jewish people go ahead and raise the field. They'd go out and plant, plow and plant, wouldn't they, brother?
Yep.
And they would get to the harvest. And when the harvest come, the Philistine would come in and take their harvest away from them. Praise God. But I'm going to tell you something now. Praise God. God sent about 400 men came to a David when he's in the duel. Listen to me. These men were outcasts. Some of them had broke the law. Some of them were really.
Yeah.
But praise God, I'm going to tell you something now. But boy, I'm telling you something now. They were devoted, devout men to their captain. Praise God. But listen to me. Listen to what it says right here. And after him was Eleazar the son of Dodo, the Hothite, one of the three mighty men with David. And when they defied the Philistine that were there gathered together to battle, and the men of Israel were gone away. What did he do? Praise God, they up and left him all alone. Praise God. But I'm telling you something now. The Bible says he arose. He must have been sitting down or laying down. He arose and grabbed his sword in his hand. I'm going to tell you something now. Praise God, David didn't go. I mean, Eleazar didn't go with the crowd. I look around today, Brother Kevin, and I see people, praise God, that's been the church for 20 and 30 years, and it seems like some little, praise God, a church pops up with an old preacher done, praise God, with a feel good, a fleshy, a message, and they're getting up and they're following the crowd, praise God.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you something now, praise God, as a Christian, praise God, there's going to be times in our life that we're going to have to stand
alone,
praise God, and let the crowd go on. What he do? Praise Jason. He grabbed a hold of his sword. Praise God. And he began to fight. Praise God. And God worked a great victory.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Well, Eleazar. Boy, I'm telling you right now. These three men. Boy, I thought, Brother Kevin, as I'm reading this, I thought, according to God, Abishai,
yeah.
Praise God, would be in one. Or Ben and I thought, sure, he would be one. Why? Praise God. But listen. Listen to me. Praise God. David said, praise God. These other 30, they were mighty men.
Yeah.
But praise God, not to these
the right,
same as these men.
Amen. Yeah,
I'm going to tell you something now. Boy, I tell you right now, you better not fire the crowd this day and time.
Yeah.
He's got wicked as it can be. Praise God, they're following the music. They're following the glories of this world. And you know what's going to happen? Praise God, they're going to be led astray.
Amen, brother. Amen.
Yeah. Better watch who we're following today. Praise God. Boy, I like coming down here. I like, praise God. I don't never remember a time since I've been coming down here that the word of God ain't been preached at this church right here.
Amen, brother. Amen.
Me and Shirley talked about it her day. And she said, I know ever since I've been coming down here, I admit her. Praise God. I've always got fed. Praise God. From every preacher.
Yeah.
Stood in that. And you know, I told Sister Shirley, I said, you know why? Because we got a pastor. Praise God. He ain't going to let just any harlot in here to preach out of his people.
Amen, brother. Amen.
I thank God for a pastor
Amen,
like that.
Amen, brother.
Brother Gavin, praise God, they're all over the place. They'll let anything in, praise God, whatever. If he says he's a preacher, they'll let him get in the stand.
Yeah.
But I'm telling you right now, I'm glad. I thank God that we got somebody,
yeah.
Praise God, up here that will stand upon God's word, and he'll make sure before they get this pulpit, praise God, that they can preach God's word.
Amen.
Amen,
Amen, brother.
That's good, brother.
Yeah.
We don't know how blessed we are here.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, not that I'm nothing.
Yeah.
But we got a congregation here that's faithful.
Sure, brother.
They're faithful.
Love the word, buddy. Bless.
And that's a blessing, brother.
Sure is, brother.
Bible says it's required of a spirit
man
to be found faithful.
Yeah.
Not only Isaiah or Eleazar or praise God, I'm going to say something right now. He didn't defile the crowd, but he didn't pure, praise God, the conflict that was coming at him. Praise God. Listen to me. He stood that day. He grabbed a hold of his sword. Praise God. What's the sword?
Yeah.
In the Bible. I mean, a Bible stand for right here. They go to time to time when we're going to have to grab our Bible. That's going to be the only thing that we'll have to hold on to.
Yeah.
And praise God, we better know our Bible. We better know what God's Word says. Praise God, if we ain't real careful, we'd be led astray.
Amen.
By some of these people here.
Amen. So true.
He didn't fear the conflict,
no,
did he?
No.
Everybody up and listen.
Yeah.
He rose up. He grabbed his sword.
Yeah.
He began to fight.
Mm-hmm.
Bible says he fought so hard, praise God, that his hand clave unto the sword. He probably, praise God, boy, that probably had pride in words.
Yeah.
Hey, man, that's what we ought to do with God's Word today. Grab a hold of it. Hey, man, learn it. Praise God, grow in it. And we ought to know God's Word for when conflict comes that we can stand. Hey, man, and praise God like the Eleazar. And just
saying,
oh God's word, stand firm, and not fear,
praise
God, what
they're saying
out there.
Amen, brother.
Amen.
Amen, Gary.
We're going to face conflict.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And if this world gets any worse, are you going to see it more and more every day? Praise God. So you better make up your mind. Praise God. Where are you going to stand at? Because, like I said a while ago, there's going to come a time in our lives when we'll have to stand and we'll have to stand alone. Praise God. With God's help.
Amen, brother. You're right. Every word of it.
We can't always be together. I love to come together, but there are times, brother.
Yeah.
We have to stand alone, don't we,
brother? Hold on.
It's going to be hard to stand if you don't know God's Word.
Mm-hmm.
It really is.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to know it, God's Word today.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to tell you something right now. Praise God. I'm going to tell you something right now. Amen. Not only, praise God, did he follow the crowd. He didn't fear the conflict. But they did report. Sake their captain. Amen. I tell you right now. They stood with old David. You know what they said? Over there. David said, that I had. I could have a drink from the well of Bethlehem.
Yeah.
Praise God. Just a little drink of water. And the Bible says, these three men stood. And they broke through the line of the enemy. And praise God, he got David a drink of water.
Amen. Sure it is.
And he brought it back to him.
Oh, yeah. Sweet water.
Some say, well, why didn't he drink it?
Yeah.
Bible says because of the blood, praise God, of the life of these three men.
Amen,
David was not drinking. He poured it out, an offering unto the Lord. Didn't
Amen. That's right. Yes.
We better be careful, praise God. Amen. We better hold on tight to the name of Jesus. Praise God. I don't care what comes at us. Amen. We better not forsake the captain. Hey, praise God. And I promise you, he will not forsake us.
Amen.
I don't care how bad it gets. If it's in sickness or whatever, death, or praise God, whatever problem we have, God will not forsake us if we won't forsake him.
Amen, Gary. Amen.
He didn't forsake the captain. David was running here from King Saul. And these boys from all different backgrounds. If you look right here, they're all different backgrounds here.
Yeah, buddy. Sure.
All different backgrounds.
Mm-hmm.
We couldn't put something like this together.
No. Mm-hmm. No way.
There's no way we could. We could ever do. Only God can do this.
Amen. Amen.
So many backgrounds. We don't have a lot in common outside of some, outside of church.
Yeah.
But you know what?
Main thing.
We have a lot in common.
Yeah.
When we come into the house of God.
Amen.
And I love my brothers and sisters.
Yeah.
Praise God, I don't care Amen. What your last name is. Amen. If you've been saved, you're my brother and you're my sister. Amen. And I love coming down to your fellowship with you. I love spending time with you. Amen. This is my happy place. Praise God. This is where I like to be. And praise God. Boy, if it's just listening to preaching, amen. Or if it's getting up singing or whatever, I like to be around God's children.
Amen.
Amen. Boy, I'll tell you right now, let's don't forsake the captain. You know why? Because I believe we're so close to home. Hey, praise God. If some people knew it, they'd be running to an altar. And ask God to help them. Praise God to save them from the wrath and the judgment that's coming upon this world.
Amen. Amen. You're right.
Faithful, don't forsake the captain. And the last one I want to get on. You know what you're fighting? You know what LJs are fighting over?
Tell it.
A barley field.
Yeah.
What did they do with barley?
Yeah.
They made bread with it.
Uh-huh.
One of the Jewish biggest meals was bread. What did Jesus do with 5,000?
Uh-huh.
He told us to give them these. What were we doing? Yeah. What's 200 penny worth of bread? God,
uh-huh.
I'm going to do this much.
Yeah.
He said, we got nothing to feed them. Y'all said, go see what you find. They found a little lad with two little fishes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And five little loaves of bread.
Mm-hmm.
And Jesus took that and fed 5,000. Plus women and children.
Yeah.
Being, praise God, in God's hand, God can do whatever He wants to.
That's right, brother.
You remember Naomi? She left Jerusalem and went down to Moab. You know why?
Mm-hmm.
Because there wasn't no bread.
Yeah.
There was famine in the land. But when she heard that there was bread.
Come back, didn't she?
She went home. Bread works is for, praise God, the Word of God.
Amen, amen, brother. Amen.
They were fighting over this barley field.
Uh-huh.
Now, what this barley field means so much to him. Praise God, this is his livelihood for his children.
That's right, buddy.
For his wife.
That's right.
For his family. Hey, man, I'm telling you right now, this is livelihood for your children.
Yeah.
Your family right
Amen,
here.
Amen, Gary.
Boy, don't forsake your children. Praise God these last days. If there's ever a time, praise God, that we need to get our children in church, it's right now, brother.
Yeah.
Praise God we need with everything in us. Praise God to get them to the house of God. Amen.
Amen.
Every chance we can and bring them up. Praise God. Boy, in an ammunition. Praise God of the Lord today. You know what breaks my heart?
Really?
Praise God. Oh, I pray so hard. I love for my grandbabies and my children. To be here tonight. Praise God. And then you know, praise God, I brought my daughter to church. Praise God, but she's a little bitty baby all the way. Praise God up. Praise God, but I can't make any decision for her. Tonight she's going to have to make it for herself.
Amen.
But it kills me. It breaks my heart. Praise God to see. Praise God them not in church.
Amen. Bless
your heart. So I know how important it is. Boy, I'll tell you right now. Well, if there's everything we ever done in our life, don't forsake your children.
Amen.
Don't forsake your family right now.
Yeah.
Praise God. Like Gabby said a while ago, when I was growing up, I didn't have an option if I wanted to go to church or not.
Mm-hmm.
My dad wasn't even saved.
Mm-hmm.
My mommy was. Mommy tried to get us up and we'd fight with you, what you say? Dad would fool around for a while. And when Dad spoke up, we moved.
Yeah.
He said, I've heard enough.
Yeah.
Get your stuff on. Get to church.
Yeah.
There wasn't no talking back, no arguing. Got up and got to church.
Amen.
There ain't no authority in the home.
No.
A lot of these homes no more.
No. No.
I mean, Daddy's listen to me. It's your job as a man of the house.
Yeah.
You're going to be held accountable for it.
That's right, brother. You're right.
And for you mothers that your husband ain't come with you,
mm-hmm.
thank God for you all.
That's right.
You keep on doing what you can.
That's right.
The best you can.
Amen.
And you be faithful to God's house. You bring your children out.
Yeah.
And I promise you, God will work in anybody's life.
Sure will, brother.
Sow seeds in their hearts and life.
Sure
that
will.
They will forget.
Sure will. Amen. That's right.
I'm telling you right now, children. It ain't if you want to go to church tomorrow. That's not what daddies and mommies do. When in the world have we yet to become where the children are lost, brother? Like I said, I love, me and James talked about this earlier, I love sports. There's nothing wrong with sports. There's nothing wrong with ball, playing ball or watching ball.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing wrong with deer hunting.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with that stuff. If it don't get in the way of God.
Amen.
Amen.
And if he gets in the way of God, he has become your God.
That's right.
I've been guilty of it.
Mm-hmm.
I've been guilty of that.
You too,
don't forsake your children.
Amen. That's good word.
I'm going to tell you right now, that's the most important thing that God gives us. My grandmother used to tell me, she said, God given to you, and it's your responsibility to teach them.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, let me tell you right now. You know, these old people give you some good wisdom.
Sure,
let me tell you right now, if you don't teach them, the world will.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
Amen.
Truth.
And I promise you the way the world teach them, they'll end up in the penitentiary on drugs or wherever.
That's right. Sure will.
Don't forsake your children.
Mm-hmm.
Eleazar was given everything he had for this barley field right here.
Mm-hmm.
His children, his life.
That's right.
And the people of Israel. Not only him. This I'm assuming this is a big heart barley field.
That's
and I see a lot of families depending on that barley field right there.
A bunch of them. Community.
And you know what? A lot of families depending on what comes out of this pulpit tonight.
Sure do, buddy.
Yeah.
But you know what comes out of this pulpit? Can't get through your ears if you ain't got them here.
Truth.
They can't teach them over here if you don't bring them.
Yeah, truth. Truth.
And I promise you right now, I've been here long enough to know, I've got every confidence in the world, every teacher over there.
We got some good, buddy. Some good.
And they ain't going to go over and play games and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to go over to teach them about Jesus.
Amen. Yeah. Love them.
And that's what we need to do today.
Amen.
We need some Eleazars in our homes today. You know that? That people just stand, praise God, and say, you know what? I'm the man of the house, and we're going to get our children in church.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And if we do that, praise God, we'll see God move in our lives
mm-hmm.
today.
Mm-hmm.
It bless my heart. I was thinking about this the other day. You know, Arabella wasn't here. I don't remember, was Ellie here Sunday?
Ellie may was here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But all them little kids.
Yeah.
Lined up around here. I think you'll see your kids up here, wasn't
they? Yeah.
And I seen them earlier. They was watching Kevin. They was covering their little...
Yeah, 10 of them was up there. Yeah.
10 of them.
Yeah.
That blessed my heart.
Sure did, buddy.
And I tell you what, I bet not only did bless my heart, I believe bless God's heart.
That's right. Yeah. You better know
that's
right.
What God wants today.
That's right.
Children that today.
That's right.
We need some Eleazars in our lives today.
Uh-huh.
They didn't forsake their captain. They didn't fear the conflict.
No.
They didn't follow the crowd. And they didn't forsake their children.
That's good, son.
And we need to do the same today.
Amen.
If we're going to see God move in our lives today.
Amen, son.
I love you today. I tell you what, I appreciate you all.
I love you,
each
brother.
And every one of you today. I thank God for you. We all got something to do for God. You know that?
Sure do, buddy.
And like I said, you may not even think you're important out here doing stuff. But you don't know how important you are.
Amen.
God can use you to reach people that we can't reach.
Amen.
Yeah. It's easy to earn your with.
Amen. Amen.
This boy I work with over there, he's 61 years old. And I told him, I said, Junior, his name is Homer. I said, Junior, about love you. But I said, you need the Lord in your life.
Mm-hmm.
I said, you're like me, you're getting up in age. And even if we're not, we ain't got problems with tomorrow.
And I said, you need the Lord in your life.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to pray for you. And I love you, son.
Yeah.
Well, I used to be in church.
And they said, you know, they live their life. Some of the people I went to church with, they live their life. I don't know who you're talking about.
Yeah.
Don't really want to know. But I tell you what I told him. I said, you better quit worrying about them.
That's right. Yeah. Worry about you.
You better worry about yourself.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Because when I face God, I'm not going to face it, John, for you.
No.
I'm not going to face it for neither one of you all.
No.
Nope. I'm going to stand there and praise God. Brother Gavin, face to face with God. Yeah. And I'm going to stand there.
Sure are, buddy.
Mm-hmm. That's who you're going to stand for.
Sure are.
You can't worry about it. I mean, I'm sure there are hypocrite people in there. In churches all over the place.
Yes.
They ain't saved. Praise God. Ain't right with God.
That's right.
But you know, I can't do nothing about that.
Mm-mm.
All we can do is preach the word, mm-hmm. love on them, mm-hmm. try to be good to them, and tell them about the Lord.
That's it. That's it.
And tell them the fear of the wrath that's coming upon this world the judgment. Because it's coming.
That's it.
But it's up to you what we do.
Mm-hmm.
It's very important today. Like I said, we need some Eleazar back in our homes. Or the kids ain't ruined the roost.
Mm-hmm.
When I was growing up, I don't know no kids ruined no roost. My dad said do something. Now my mom, we'd hesitate and we'd sleep in a little late, but my daddy jumped up and said, I said get up
mm-hmm.
and get going.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? He didn't say it twice either. Mm-hmm. My dad never believed in speaking something twice. If you ask to go somewhere, I'm going to tell you something about this right now, and I'll sit down. If you ask Dad to go somewhere, and he said no, don't ask him again.
If he said go ask your mommy, you had a little bit of a chance.
Yeah, a little hope.
If he said you ain't going, you ain't going.
Yeah.
We need that authority back in our home.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We need some good godly men.
They will put their children back in church and start leaving home. That means that they go beat on their wives and no, that's not what God's talking about right there.
No,
that's where husband and wife work together.
Uh-huh.
That's what God wants all the time. It's just like He wants a relationship with us. He wants a relationship with our wife and our families the way our relationship with Him.
True.
But God set that up in the authority of the home, didn't He, brother? Not me. We need some Eleazars.
Amen.
I love you tonight. I appreciate you tonight. Thank God for you.
Amen. Stand right there, brother.